You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Hello, welcome to ICS. Praise God for this wonderful opportunity to start this series on missions, discipling the nations, disciple nations. So I pray that all of us will be so excited to know more about the heart of God for the next weeks to come. So if this is your first time, just stay tuned and open your hearts, all of us, to receive the word from the Lord today. I am Sam, one of the pastors here in ICS. So the title of the message this morning is Intercession, the Fuel for Missions. Intercession, the Fuel for Missions. And our text is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. You know, ICS Church exists to love, disciple, and send. So ICS is a missionary church. We send workers to the field, to the front lines, to the unreached people groups. So we really disciple nations. We send disciples to the ends of the earth. Hey, maybe you're thinking, I will not be able to go to the ends of the earth, but we can touch the world through our prayer and intercessions. So our prayer intercessions plays an important role or important part of the task that God has given us. So before we read our passage this morning, let us bow down and pray. Dear God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be the one, Lord God, to open our hearts and see our role as a church, our role as a believer, to fulfill what really breaks your heart, oh God, to reach the nations, to touch the nations, to let the nations know the message of salvation we have in Jesus. So I pray that your divine presence will minister to us, will challenge us, Lord God, and will inspire us, Lord, to be able, Lord God, to see the fulfillment of your heart to the nations. So thank you so much for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. I will be reading from New International Version. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness and mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So prayer of intercession. What is prayer and intercession? We can always see this example from the Old Testament. Like, for example, the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 22, verse 30. During the time of the prophet Ezekiel, God told his people through him that he found no one is standing in the gap before him on behalf of the people. So he said here, I search for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that it would not, or I would not destroy it, but I found no one. So see, the heart of God is for us to stand in the gap, to middle, to bridge this gap and pray on behalf of other people, in behalf of the land, in behalf of the nation, on behalf of the nations. So the Lord is looking. During the time of the prophet Ezekiel, he found no one. And I believe and I really declare that in this generation, as God would look from above and search our hearts, He would see His people, His followers, praying and interceding on behalf of others, because it is what God was looking for during the time of Ezekiel and in our time. And we can see also the example of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. In John chapter 17, verse 18 to verse 20, Jesus was interceding for His disciples' missionary tasks and those who would respond to the message of salvation. Hey, this is the content of the prayer of our Lord Jesus. Not all, but in this particular verse, He said in verse 18, "As You sent Me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." So the Father was the sending, you know, God, Jesus, is a missionary sending Savior. And He said, "For their sakes I sanctify Myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in Me through their word." So Jesus was interceding. I want you to, you know, to think that our Lord, our Savior, our Master Jesus occupied three offices: the office of a priest, office of a king, and office of a prophet. The office of the priest, we know that He came to intercede for us, and even after He saved us on the cross, He continually intercedes for us. So here we can see that the primary role of our Lord as the missionary sent by God, He was also interceding on behalf of His disciples. So prayer intercession, what does that mean, Pastor? Prayer intercession means to ask for God's compassion and mediating on behalf of all the people in the name of Jesus. Let me say that again. Prayer intercession means to ask for God's compassion and mediating on behalf of all the people in the name of Jesus. So if one of our main tasks as disciples of Christ is to bring the gospel to the nations, prayer intercession fuels this mission. Our Master, our Lord, our Savior knew that prayer intercession plays an important role in fulfilling and accomplishing, you know, God's plan to saturate the world with the message of the salvation of Christ. So here in our passage in Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul was aware that missions is a spiritual warfare in nature. Why? Because our workers in the mission field, our missionary in the front line, are entering into a territory that is not God's territory yet. So they need our intercession. They need our backup. The nature itself, when a worker enters into that place, the forces of the enemy starts to attack left and right. I experienced it myself. My family experienced it myself. You know, the demonic forces putting diseases and all those too good to be true sicknesses that we experience. That is why the Apostle Paul was so aware of this warfare. He started this chapter 6 with a section on the armor of God, and then summarized with this prayer, with this intercession to pray on behalf of the saints, on the gospel, and for the advancement of the kingdom. Hey, this is the big idea that I want all of us to remember from the Word of God. God gave us the authority to disciple the nations by the power of the Spirit, which is intensified by our prayer intercession in Jesus' name. The Father gave us the authority, the Holy Spirit gave us the power, but what fuels it, what intensifies it, is the prayer and intercession of the saints in the name of Jesus, who is the great high priest. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we do intercession, we can learn that, or we can experience and we can see that, number one, we are sustaining the results of missions. We are sustaining the results of missions. We have read that in verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this one, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. The church in Ephesus is a young church. But despite being so young in the Lord, Apostle Paul, a great missionary, already or immediately introduced to them the true nature of the church. The nature of the church is missions. Just like here in ICS, we prioritize the priority of our Lord. So we can see the whole pattern of the book of Ephesians. We can see that the Lord has given us spiritual blessings. Okay, spiritual blessing. He said, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a great amount of the benefit, the spiritual benefits that we receive from the Lord. For what reason? For what reason? For the purpose or for the reason of for every believer to live worthy of the calling. So that we will be able to live in accordance to the will of our Lord, Savior, and King. You know, the next office of our Lord Jesus is King. That is why He is called the Son of David. The King who is always victorious. So He gives us the spiritual benefits so His followers like you and me will be able to live worthy of the calling. And after that, He has given us spiritual gifts, not only spiritual blessings like salvation and becoming an heir to the throne, children of God, and mercy and grace that abounds. He gave us gifts. Some gifts He gave like apostles, like evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So you see, the Lord gave us these spiritual gifts so that we will attain maturity in faith. So the whole thing that Paul has encouraged this young church speaks of the spiritual blessing and the spiritual gifts for us to attain maturity. And for what? Then he proceeded with the spiritual armor. For what purpose? So that we will be able to expand and advance the gospel proclamation. See, we are disciples of Jesus. When we begin to intercede, we are sustaining the results of missions. And it shows here, even to his letter to the Ephesians, that missions or praying is very important. As a church, we will not only pray an inward-looking prayer, Lord, bless me, Lord, take care of me, Lord, protect me, Lord, guide me, me, I. But, you know, the will of the Lord, even in our prayer, is always outward-looking. It is always expansive. It is always points to the nations. So in this particular verse, he said, pray for all the saints, be alert, persevere, petition for all the saints, because he wants us, the Lord's will. The Apostle Paul was so conscious of this, that his result in missions will not be sustained if no one will be praying. The church that has been newly established wherever these territories are will never be sustained without the intercession of the believers. People right now, some new believers have been executed. Some of them have been persecuted and executed, and they died as young. Some of them, did not continue. They did not pursue their faith because of that. That is why we need their prayers. And the Apostle Paul said, you should always be on guard, alert, and persevere to pray for the saints, especially those who have been reached out from the nations wherein minority are Christians and there are no witnesses. They have been persecuted. There are modern martyrs right now being dragged down and killed by their own family. Why? Because of their newly found faith in Jesus, and they need our intercession. So, church, as we partner not only with God, with the Holy Spirit, and with Christ, we partners, you know, with the missionary itself. That leads me to the second point. We are reinforcing our missionaries in action. We are sending our reinforcement when we intercede. The Apostle Paul is urging the young church to intercede not only for the saints. Paul was saying in verse 19, pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Pray for me. Pray for our missionaries. Do not forget to mention, you know, their names one by one, because you know their struggles are real. Their struggles are not easy. They struggled with depression. They struggle with loneliness. They struggle with finances sometimes. They struggle with all the emotional, you know, support thinking that they're alone in the field. But as we pray for them, as we intercede on behalf of our missionaries, we are sending, you know, heavenly host, heavenly reinforcement as we begin to pray. We may not be able to go to the ends of the earth, but our prayer intercession plays a significant contribution. Praise God. Other references of the Apostle Paul can be found in Colossians as he was doing missionary works in Colossians. Colossian people, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well. So he's asking, please partner with us in prayer. Don't forget to pray for our missionaries, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned. To Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you. We are reinforcing the missionary because it empowers the message of the gospel without fear. Hey, our intercession plays a very, very important role. The power of the Holy Spirit is there, but the Lord is commanding His church, His followers, all believers to partner with Him to touch the nations. Again, you may not be able to go to the ends of the earth, but we can touch each one of them through our prayer intercession. We are sustaining the results of missions. We are reinforcing our missionaries in action. Number three, we are partnering in the expansion of God's kingdom. As what I have said, it is not just about partnering ICS on missions. It is not just about partnering our missionaries on the mission field, but we are partnering the triune God Himself, the heart of our God. You know, every time we intercede on behalf of others, we begin to feel the heart of God. It breaks our heart. The heart that breaks God, the heart of God breaks also our hearts, because He will begin to align us, our hearts, to His will. Look at here in verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains. He was in chains. That in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So imagine Paul the ambassador to the nations, ambassador to the Gentiles, will never stop. Even if he is in chain, no one can be stopped. And what intensify the work of our missionary in the mission field or to the ends of the earth is your prayer and my prayer, our partnership in the expansion of God's kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, one of the great teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ on the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, He said, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See the strategy of our Savior, of our God. The strategy of our God in saturating the world is, part of that is prayer and intercession. Part of that is asking the Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. He is thinking of kingdom expansion even in our prayer. Church, how's our prayers today? You really want to be blessed? Yes, the calling of the Lord is for us to be blessed, but it will not stop there. The Lord said, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing to the nations. That's an Abrahamic call reflected for the Israelites. They're called to bless the nations, but they failed. But this generation, in Jesus' name, with the power of the Holy Spirit, will not stop, and we will continue the task that the Lord has given us, the task of the Great Commission, to disciple the nations. And we can do that, and nothing will be impossible, because the Lord our God will be there for us. I will be with you till the end of the age. Jesus taught us to pray for His kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We are really partnering our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as we pray. Each moment we pray, we begin to understand the heart of God. Remember, He gave us the authority. God gave us the authority to disciple the nations by the power of the Holy Spirit. And part of that strategy is to fuel missions by our prayer intercession in the name of our Savior, the great missionary of all times, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Son of God. In my realizations on all this, the church must consistently pray for missions. Let us intentionally pray for missions for persecuted believers, for the saints who have been the result of the missionary work. This church is a result of a missionary work, and it is maturing and growing in the image of Christ from glory to glory because of much prayer and intercession. Let us intentionally, starting today, I have already asked for God's forgiveness for being so inward looking in our prayer. But may God forgive us. Let us pray, yes, for the kingdom come and for His will be done. Let us include in our personal prayers our missionaries, our workers out there in the field, our outreaches, our works for reaching the lost. Let us intentionally pray for the kingdom of God to come. Church, would you commit to pray? Would you commit to intercede on behalf of the tribes, on behalf of other peoples of the earth? May the Holy Spirit come upon you today and begin to open your heart and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to participate in missions by doing intercession, praying for our missionaries, praying for those churches in the hostile places, and praying, Lord God, for your kingdom expansion. Why don't we pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear God, thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us, God, to see that we can participate in missions. We can partner, Lord, not only with ICS, oh God, through our pledges and giving, but we can pray and intercede because this thing, oh God, and this tool, this access, this opportunity that you have given us plays a very important role. Intercession, the fuel for missions. I pray, Lord God, but that starting today, we will begin to pray specifically for those unreached, unengaged people group. The unreached people group, oh God, that most of them, oh Lord God, never heard the name of Jesus, not even once. Lord, I pray, God, that as we pray, Lord, you would send your signs and wonders and miracles. I pray, Lord God, that you will shake our hearts and begin to align to your dream and to your passion. And thank you so much, oh God, that we as a church, oh God, will become a praying church that would touch the nations. In Jesus' name, ICS, Lord God, would touch the nations and to the ends of the earth. Oh God, we will prioritize your priority. And thank you so much, oh Lord God, that we will see the fulfillment of your heart's desire, Lord, very, very soon, as we, your disciples, as we, your followers, would follow you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.